We're learning the laws of Betzias HaPas. The Mechaber discusses the situation of what to do if there are numerous people at the table. Who should be the one that says the bracha over the bread, over the challah? So we're going to see. The Mechaber says as follows. He says, Im hamasubin rabin. Let's say there are many people that are together. So gadol shibikulam boitzeya. The one who is the gadol should be the one that should cut the bread and make the hamotzi. So it doesn't mean gadol shibikulam doesn't mean the biggest, but Mishnah Berurah says b'chachma mitnei kvoda. In order to show the proper respect for this person, this chacham, therefore he should be the one that gets the honor of making the hamotzi. The Mishnah Berurah then says, "Umotziach hachem bebirchaso," that by him saying the bracha, he'll have others in mind. V'afil b'makom dehaminag dechol echad mevarach atzmo al kikaro mikol makom haminag degadol b'itzeit chilah. The Prima Gunim says that even if, let's say, everyone has their own little challah and everyone's going to make hamotzi, so maybe at that point you would think, what difference does it make who says the bracha first? Because in this situation, it's that everyone's saying the bracha, not that one person is saying the bracha, and therefore maybe it makes sense to pick the gadol. So maybe here it doesn't matter. Prima Gunim says, no, even in this situation, we should only allow the gadol, this person who is a chacham, that he should be the first person to say hamotzi, and everyone else will say it thereafter. V'hachosin b'yom chasinaso b'itzeya apal pi sheish b'mesub gadol mimenu. So let's say a person's chasina, which, you know, is a young boy and he has some pretty huge talmid chachamim there, you would think maybe this rule would apply that they would make the bracha. No, a chasin is the one that will make the bracha. So says the Magen Avraham. Now the Ramban then continues and says that even though that's the first stage, that you should give it to the person who has acquired the most knowledge, chokhmah, the Ramban says, v'im heim shavim. Let's say you have two people that are equal, v'echad mehem kohen, and one of the two is kohen, mitzvah l'hakdima. It's a mitzvah to allow that kohen to make the bracha. V'im hakohen am aretz. Talmud Chacham Kodimlo. However, even though this person has something on his side, he's a Kohen, but unfortunately, if he's not the most knowledgeable individual in Am Haaretz, then we will allow the Yisrael, who is a Talmud Chacham, to say the bracha first. V'im HaKohen Gamkin Talmud Chacham, El Shehu Pachois Min Hasheni. The Ramah asks, what if you have two people? One is a Kohen, they're both scholarly, but the Kohen has less knowledge, but certainly in Am Haaretz he's not. Tova Lagdimo. The person who's a chacham, who is more knowledgeable, it's a nice thing to allow this kohen to get the honor of saying the bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah picks up on this and discusses what's the difference if you're a kohen, you're not a kohen. After all, you didn't acquire any knowledge. Because the pasuk does say v'kidashto. And on this Chazal derive, the whole davar shekdusha liftoyach rishon levarach rishon. That when it comes to the Kohen, because he has this level of Kedusha, sanctity, we have the obligation to give this person honors, such as being the first to get an Aliyah, as well as the first to make a Bracha. And therefore, in the event that you have a Kohen, then you should allow that Kohen to say the Bracha. However, as we said, if the Kohen is an Am Haaretz, and you have someone with you who is a Talmud Chacham, that person, although a non-Kohen, according to the words of the Ramah, should be the one who says the bracha. Now, in the event, and the reason for this, he says, "Usur l'hatalmud chacham l'hakdim l'afanav m'vaze b'zeis haTorah." Because on one hand, you have the pasuk of kidashto, that the Kohen, the level of sanctity, but on the other hand, you have a Talmud Chacham that by allowing this Am Haaretz to get this honor, it shows a lack of respect and the lack of Kavod HaTorah. Therefore, for this reason, if you have a Talmud Chacham who's the Yisrael, he will be the one that gets the honor over the person who is an Am Haaretz, who's a Kohen. But let's say this Am Haaretz, as we said in the Ramah, the person happens not to be an Am Haaretz, not on the same level as this Yisrael in Torah knowledge. Tov lak dima. It's better to allow the Kohen to get this honor. V'isa b'gemara, and the Gemara says, Shemi, shenizher b'zeh, marach yamin b'kach. A person who allows the Kohen, even though maybe the honor he shouldn't necessarily get because you have more knowledge, nonetheless, you will be blessed with a richa shomim with a length of days. You can understand this. A person who is mochel in their kavod, that they can not get so upset that even there's someone maybe less dignified that gets certain honors and it doesn't bother you, so then you can imagine that person's anxiety level and just allowing it to happen doesn't bother him so much, lets things roll off their back, then naturally a richa shomim, a length of days, will occur. Then we have the halacha of the mechaber, which is probably more common. It says, "V'im yesh imahem bal habayis hu boitseya yafil im hayrech gadol." Doesn't matter who your guests are, even if they're much more knowledgeable than you. But if they are your guests and you're the bal habayis, then you are the one that comes first. And the question is, why? After all, a kohen, there's a pasuk to say that the kohen should go first. The Talmud Chacham, he has his knowledge, Torah knowledge, covet of Torah. So why should the person who is this ordinary individual, but the Baal Bayis, why should he be the one that should make the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kedei sheyivtza b'ayin yap," because the difference between he and his guests is the guests don't really know how much food there is, and they may feel extremely uncomfortable to give a nice large portion to all those people who are at the meal. However, the Baal HaBayis, who is well aware, is able to give a much nicer portion, and therefore it's more appropriate for that person to say the bracha, the Baal HaBayis. Now, a Baal HaBayis, the Mishnah Berurah also points out, does not mean that the house that you're having a meal that's being hosted, that just happens to be in someone's house, but all the food doesn't belong to him. For example, you have a party, and everyone chips in, and it just happens to be in your house. That does not make you a Baal HaBayis. A Baal HaBayis, says the Mishnah Berurah, is Baal HaSuda she'oichli mohem. Has to be the one who paid for the actual meal. Such an individual, in fact, would be the one who should say the brach. The Ramah says, which is the conclusion, the person who actually says the bracha, yomer t'chil, before the bracha, should say the words b'rishus morai b'rabosai. He should say, with the permission of these great masters and teachers. Now the question is, who has to say this? If in fact the gadol, the greatest of the most scholarly person, is there, is it necessary for them to say Bereshus Morei Berabosai? So the Mishnah Berurah says, absolutely. Hainu afilu hagadol hu haboitseya o Baal HaBayis. Everyone should say this. Mishum midas anava. Because this shows levels of humility. You're humble. Sarach lito reshus, therefore you should be asking permission. Ki'ilu heim gedolim mimenu, to give the perception and to show them that really they are quite great. V'lehem no levarech, and that really they also are befitting to receive this honor. And concludes, the Mishnah Berurah does, k'she'esh shem kohen, shemitzvah l'akdimos, we mentioned that you should give the kohen the honor. Im rotza acher l'tsoef, let's say you want someone else to say the bracha of hamotzi, but who adin l'berchas hamotzi, also the benching, sarch litul mimen reshus. It's necessary to actually turn to that kohen first and ask permission if it can be given to someone who is a non-kohen. V'lo mahani mashiomer reshus ha-kohen, imu nosan lo ha-kohen reshus. How can you say reshus ha-kohen, which is basically saying that I was given permission, or with the permission of the Kohen, without first asking permission of the Kohen. Therefore, if we want to give the honor to someone else other than the Kohen, which the Mishnah Berurah says it could be done under those circumstances we mentioned, but nonetheless, a person still should always ask the Kohen first.